Good morning, dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and all of those who are listening us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 12th of June, and right now it's partly sunny here in Auroville on 31 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today promises mostly cloudy and very warm, a couple of thunderstorms around this afternoon. Over the night we can expect a heavy thunderstorms this evening and otherwise cloudy. Temperatures ranging from low of 29 to high of 39 with a heat index of 41 degrees Celsius. Westerly winds at 10 km per hour with gusts on 18 km or more. Maximum ultraviolet index is on 9, so again it's extremely high. Moon is about to be full, so it's illuminated on 100% and it will be full tomorrow at 9:42 am. Full moon is in Sagittarius and furthers the energies of expansion and bigger vision. As we align with our truth and essential values, we can envision new ways of being and actualizing. It is time to rewire the channels of the mind to higher frequencies. Positive thinking and affirmative self-love vibrations can help clear the channels for inspiration to flow. This rare event, Friday 13 and the full moon, they call it also honeymoon or gold moon. Let's go to some announcements and informations. And tonight at 7 p.m. at Adi Shakti, Eran Chivanadi Road near our orchard on Tinivandanam Highway to Pondicherry, Adi Shakti presents a play by Akshay Patak titled One by One with performers Bhavin Patel and Kirtana Krishna. Africa House Pavilion of African Culture in International Zone invites everybody tomorrow, Friday 13, at Sauchu Bharat Nivas, presenting Luis Paulo Almeida. He hails from Mozambique and will share with the community, with all dance lovers, professional dancers or no, of all ages, everybody who likes life, between 3 to 6 p.m. And from 7:30 p.m. he will present Mozambique with short video and oral presentation, of course, followed by Your Curiosity with questions and answer session and maybe some more. Africa House is really delighted that Luis Paulo Almeida, a dancer and a martial artist, will pass through Auroville on his journey in India and share with us glimpses on his culture in different aspects. BCC requests to the community in seeking of our reflection on the following matter. For the last financial year 2013-2014, BCC budget to the Auroville security has been 3,58,596, which is the second highest budget allocated by the city service, only after the forest. In addition, for the last 1 year, BCC has been paying monthly 17,000 rupees towards refreshments for the patrolling police personnel in Auroville. There is currently a proposal to extend the police patrolling until 31st of December 2014 and therefore the funding for the refreshment. BCC has for the time being continued to fund but feels it needs to consult the community about its experience, opinion on having police patrolling in Auroville and continue funding for the same. BCC will appreciate your feedback and request you to kindly send to the Auroville Council at avc@auroville.org. Matri Mandir team informs the community that due to the maintenance work inside the Matri Mandir will be closed on June 17, 18 and 19. They regret the inconveniences. And here's the announcements from Auroville Health Service asking us for help because Ursula, our longtime Aurovillian friend living in Samasti, had a stroke last week. Although she has regular caregivers, at certain times these caregivers need some assistance to bathe her and help her in other small work. If anyone would like to volunteer, the timings where a second person is needed are Saturday at 1 p.m. and again at 4 p.m. and on Sunday between 8 to 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. and again at 4 p.m. You can call Auroville Health Service on 262-24-25. Auroville Cafeteria and Art Gallery have this month on display Here, Far Away, a photo exhibition by Penti Samalati. And from Joy Jivatman, Svaha and others is a plea to help them founding the new CD with children's songs. They are saying that the latest collection of children's songs made in Auroville will come up soon. This will be the third album of a project that has been presenting original songs by Aurovillians in English, French, Tamil and Sanskrit, aiming to provide to the children from 2 to 80 a range of musical suggestions that could develop and enrich their musical awareness and sensibility. Presently, the recording of the song is in full swing at Agni Studios in Surrender with a whole spectrum of voices including Swaha, Anandamai, Anungla, Victoria, Ahalya, Utara, Joy, Taranti, Jivatman, Surian, Lata, among others, and the participants of different instrumentalists like Harshad, Agni, Martin, Jivatman, Chandra, and more. And once the recording are over, the final mixing will be done at Sergio's. All this work needs money power, and they are short of it. They saved 20,000 from sales of the last CD. This fund is insufficient to cope with all the expenses of studio, printing, copying, and so on. They would need some financial support to complete this project. Your generous contribution can be put on account number 0527 with a description of our children's songs. Tomorrow at Barat Nivas in Shirobind Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. they will screen the second part of Drown the Mate. At Ecofilm in Sadana Forest at 7 p.m. we can see documentary narrated by David Attenborough, Frozen Planet on Thin Ice. And at Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m. we can see a French drama, Tango Libre, made in France and Belgium in 2012 by director Francois Fontaine. And on Saturday they will screen an international action mystery thriller, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, made in USA in 2011 by Stephen Daldry. And at Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. animation adventure The Aristocats, made in USA in 2017 by director Wolfgang Reitermann. And later on at 8 p.m. at Sergio Leone Film Festival, this Sunday they will screen a drama, Once Upon a Time in America. And from the words of the mother, Volume 14, we read, "The grace is always with you. Concentrate in your heart with a silent mind, and you are sure also to receive the guidance and the help you aspire for." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on rvradio.org, but we are also welcoming all kinds of support from you.